Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. That's Brad Foe. Earlier, discussing once Alex Bregman was announced that he's opting out of his deal with the Red Sox. And where I will disagree with Brad Foe is, Alex Bregman is no longer that guy that's going to be the center. If you're thinking he's going to be the centrifuge and the leader and everything that you need him to be, and his production will determine where, how far the team goes, then yeah, you want him to stay with the Red Sox. It's almost kind of like he would be the big fish in that pond. But then there are other options for Bregman where he can still be a pretty big fish in the pond, but they got other fishes. Where suddenly doesn't, like, and this kind of is kind of a statement about the rich, right? The reason why the rich are the rich is because they keep buying up stuff to increase their wealth. So if you're a wealthy team already, and you probably know where I'm going with this, you don't care how much it costs. Just go get it. Make sure it gets done. I don't care about the price of milk. Get the job done. So Brad Foe did mention a name that is always going to circle the drain when it comes to any conversation of any player of some level of star quality. Is Bregman one of the first 10 names I say in Major League Baseball as a star? No. So Bregman's not a top 10 MLB player, but a high quality, low level star. I don't know how I would use it in wrestling because I don't know the current wrestlers, but he's not a jobber. He's not SD Jones getting his ass beat. Maybe he's more like, well, he's not the Brooklyn Brawler, but maybe he's one of those guys that, you know, like he is Lanny Poffo. He is the genius Lanny Poffo. Like you put him next to the Macho Man, he's in main events. Put him in events by himself. Oh, he's going to miss 50 games. What an old-ass reference, KJ. You said that he is leaping Lanny Poffo. Look it up. Macho Man's brother. But Bregman opting out will only be a problem if you don't believe Scott Boras is looking to jack the price. Raise your hands if you believe that Scott Boras is not going to try and jack the price for the services for Alex Bregman to the Red Sox. Yeah, I didn't see many of them, and I'm on the damn radio. So there are four destinations not called the Red Sox. So let's take the Red Sox off the table. And let me explain to you why these places make sense in the bigger picture of things for Alex Bregman, more so than it makes sense to, say, fan of said best Boston Red Sox. Okay? Let's start with Detroit. That was the talk last year. And let's call it what it is. If they have Bregman, they probably have a better chance to win the AL, or at least be in the ALCS, than they did with Zach McKinstry with a whopping 49 RBI this season. Yeah, this is where you say, go get Alex Bregman. We've got the pitching staff. We've got these other pieces. Baez, who had a bad season, turned it around in the playoffs, so hopefully he will be that guy when you come back next year, and McKinstry can go back to being a role player. Detroit would give Bregman and Boras what they want. And they're winning. That's the other part of it. That's the other thing. Oh, by the way, three of these four teams I'm going to mention have something that the Red Sox did something that the Red Sox didn't do this year. So Detroit, what did they do? Not only did they win their they lost their division on the last day, but they made it to the ALDS. Number two, and I hate to say this, but this is how they're designed. It's the low-key secret that the Red Sox dodged the bullet when they re-signed Devers before everything went to hell. Even the Yankees held the number 11, I think, in waiting, hoping that the Red Sox would mess things up with Devers during the before Devers got his 30-something a year contract. But the Yankees may give Bregman whatever he wants except for the number 2 jersey. See, sometimes the rich also think in order to either beat them or join them. And Bregman has destroyed the Yankees. Do you think the Yankees are going to say, sure, if Bregman's going to go, we're just going to let him run to Detroit or Toronto? They're going to get in the mix. I'm not going to give you any money because by law, if I say over the air, I'll give you X amount of dollars if you can tell me this, and someone tells me and I don't give them the money, I'm in trouble. But who's playing third? Who's playing third for the Yankees? Who? Exactly. Bregman could end up with the Yankees, and the Yankees, by simply giving him more money than the Red Sox, could have Bregman with the Yankees, and he would not have to be that guy in the clubhouse. He wouldn't have to be the big fish in the pond. He would be one of the fish in a stocked pond. He would. In Detroit, he would be more of the fish in the pond, but nobody's bigger than Tarik Skubal on that team. You know, it's just kind of like, I'm almost surprised they just don't have, his arm and they all have to touch it, once they walk in, all praises be to Skubal's arm. So Skubal's he is the guy in Detroit. Bregman goes there, Skubal's still the guy. He goes to the Yankees. It hurts my already aching mouth to say that. But behind Judge and Stanton and even Chisholm and some of these other guys who are taking leadership position, they get an address. They address the third base position with someone who's got a steady bat. And if he goes down with injury, you still have other people who can cover the space. So remember, Bregman opting out will only be a problem if you don't believe that Scott Boras isn't looking to jack the price. Detroit's a possibility. The Yankees are a possibility. The next one, and before I get into them, I know a lot of people are celebrating what they saw from Shohei Ohtani last night. And while it's something that we've never seen, here's one. It's something you've never seen in the World Series. So all these things that you've seen going on with the Dodgers now, if the Dodgers get to the World Series and lay an egg with the bats, let's just say Shohei Ohtani hits 167 and has an RBI, because RBI or runs batting in. So RBIA plus? If he has a bad World Series, what do you think the Dodgers are going to do? What could have helped us in that situation? Most likely another bat. And where could we potentially put that bat in the lineup? I don't know if you know, but Max Muncy is starting to tail off in LA. And the Dodgers may jump into that fray. After all, they're the ones that created the new math for baseball. Look, they could probably say, you know what? We can actually pay Bregman real money right now while our two Far Eastern guys can wait to collect their money later on. Damn, Tara's hitting baseball too. If the Dodgers come up short in the World Series, the talk of Bregman to the Dodgers could pick up. They will write the check. Boris would love it. He could keep his number 2. Tommy Lasorda. I think the last person wore number 2 was Tommy Lasorda. I don't know if it's retired there, but nobody's played with the number 2. It's not like the Yankees. And then here's a wild card that says, oh, KJ, you're crazy. Why would he do it? It's not a winner. Sometimes other things are a little more important than winning, and that's what? Getting paid. And who would that be? The Arizona Diamondbacks. You're like, how do you come up with the Arizona Diamondbacks, KJ? I just pull this stuff out of my ass. That's really what it is. I just make up stuff. I almost said the Durham Bulls, but then I realized they weren't a pro team, so I couldn't go with that. So I chose that, and I'm totally kidding. I don't know if you know this. Bregman from Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is the state right over from Arizona, is about the same distance to Phoenix, to Albuquerque, as it is from Phoenix to Los Angeles, right? Bregman's family are above average social and political players in the state of New Mexico. The Diamondbacks could give him everything he wants, especially since they traded, watch this, Eugenio Suarez to Seattle. See what he did last night? Yeah, so Bregman could actually go to Arizona, chill, be near family, be the guy in the market, and not have the demands of trying to win every single damn game. Indoors, like you played when you were in Texas for Houston, for the Astros. You're not far from your people in Albuquerque. They're just on the other side of the mountain. Hell, he could probably even negotiate his own water in Phoenix. I'm kidding. Okay, that's just a little geopolitical stuff. But yeah, Bregman could go home. Nobody thought about that. Bregman, I think, is going to be 31 or is 31. So if he wants a seven-year deal, Arizona could give it to him and be like, hey, man, just be a great ambassador, bringing people in from New Mexico. Tourism is going to start showing, you know, come to New Mexico, and they'll show like highlights of Alex Bregman playing a game. This is what I'm saying. This all happens if you don't believe that Scott Boras is going to try and jack up the price. Nobody believes that. So for the Red Sox to come through, guess what they have to do? You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. This is what they got. What do you think the Red Sox are going to have to do if they're going to keep Bregman?
Pay the man!
Do you think, now you have to ask yourself, do you think the Red Sox are going to pay the man? Do you think they're going to pay him? 617-779-7937. KJ Show, WEEI. Get to your calls and texts next. But right now it's time to trend with Thomas Crisafulli.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Boston College lost to UConn today by a final score of 38-23. This is their sixth loss in a row, falling to a record of 1-6. They'll be in Louisville next week to take on the 5-1 Louisville football team. The Boston Bruins are in action tonight as they take on the 4-0 Colorado Avalanche. Puck drop from Colorado is at 9 p.m. The Patriots are in Tennessee for their Week 7 matchup against the Titans. This will be Mike Vrabel's first game back against his former team since being fired. Stephon Diggs, Harold Landry, Jalen Hawkins, and Charles Wood have all been listed as questionable for tomorrow's game. And the Dodgers advanced to the World Series last night after sweeping the Brewers in the NLCS. Shohei Ohtani had one of, if not the greatest baseball games ever. He homered three times and struck out 10 batters in six innings pitched. They wait for their World Series opponent as the Seattle Mariners lead the Toronto Blue Jays 3-2 in the ALCS, with Game 6 taking place tomorrow night. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tom.
KJ Show, WEEI. Thank you for spending your Saturday here. Here until 6 o'clock, 617-779-7937. I'll get to the Celtics starting their season here shortly in a few minutes. Plus, I'll have to address the media game where only 4 points were scored, and kind of the conversation is it bullying? It's just like, I'm going to give you media people some game. You can thank me later. I'm not even going to riff on you if you take my idea, right? Because... you can ask all those blues singers about those Led Zeppelin songs, what happens? Nothing. They still become big anyway when they take your idea. All right, Mike talking BC. Obviously, BC was literally, I think we literally saw like an empire fall, and falling with it has been the ability for this team to be competitive. Mike, thanks so much for the call. You're on WEEI.
Hey, what's up, KJ? Yeah, rough day today, and I think if we had a media game for BC football, the media could probably take the BC football team, no problem. It is a rough thing. As a longtime season ticket holder, I got to tell you, I left today in the third quarter. I can tell you this, there's a lot of problems here. Number one, I've seen this team in spring practice and fall practice. The way that they practice and the way the coaches practice them is not translating to game day. Mm. We have the talent. We have Bill O'Brien doing a great job. They're conditioned more than ever, much different than the Hadley era. But whatever's happening from practice is not making its way to game day. And mistakes have been made. I mean, last week against Clemson, they pulled Dylan out at quarterback. They put Shaker in, the third string true freshman. They right. skip over Grayson, who was our starter last year, and he's been solid. You just ruined Shaker's confidence against Clemson twos, who would be number ones anywhere else. You've taken Dylan, who's our starting quarterback in the transfer. Now how do you think he feels getting demoted down? You throw Grayson in today, they run the same three running plays over and over again. I think at the end of the season, you know, we're not going to win probably another game the rest of this year. Our only game we're going to win is Fordham.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, at least it was the way it started. Hey, the marriage was great right after the honeymoon. After that, I found out that he didn't know how to work and she couldn't cook. Oh, it's just bad. No. But Mike, before
are we in year two regressing?
This is what I wanted to ask you, Mike. Do we have a little curse of Castellanos here? Like, do we have that? Because at least there was some excitement last year, but yeah, a little bit of a head case, a little bit, but at least you felt like you were getting an attempt. There does not feel like there's an attempt at all this year.
Well, you know, the fire started, and one thing I'll say about Tommy was I liked him. He was explosive, no doubt, but at the end, when he got sat down and he quit, I lost respect for him, okay? And that's part of the problem with football right now is NIL. Jeff Hafley told me one day, he said, not only are you recruiting your future, But you're having to recruit the players you currently have, and it's a headache in college football because you're getting sent messages all the time. Hey, lay low with that quote-unquote injury so you can stay fresh. We'll take you next year. We'll give you this amount of money. We'll do this. It's killing college football, and now with Boston College, here's what the problem's going to be. We're going to see players portal out this year. We're not going to get portal in because of how we're playing, and now you're going to see decommits happen. And at the same time, BC alumni, they love you when you win, and they're cheap as heck when you don't. And NIL, we're going to have to do a Cars for Kids for NIL to get money in here.
It's no!
The only way we're going to get money. We don't have it.
Yeah,
okay?
Mike.
And you're seeing now, it's crazy.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. Yeah, a bunch of
nerds!
That's what you're going to end up. That's what it's really going to be. George, get ready for Georgetown football live from Chestnut Hill. It's almost like every Saturday we could just stand up on the top of this building, Thomas, and just look down the road and see all that crying. Well, first you have to look by that little stench that's coming over from Alston. And then you could see. I'm kidding. Shout out to Alston. But, yeah, if you thought Castellanos quitting on the team last year was bad, I would say wait until what happens after the Notre Dame game. I was going to ask Thomas, I was going to ask him on a scale of 1 to 10 to see what's the probability of players start to transfer out around November 8th. I was going to think he was going to say 6-7. 6-7. Sorry. Rick in New Hampshire, thank you so much for calling WEEI. We've been talking about Alex Bregman and his opting out. Your thoughts?
Well, first off, did you call BC an empire? The empire has fallen?
Well, no, in terms of like the schools and what they've represented over the years, right? Notre Dame and BC, yeah. If you go back to the days when Navy were good, so was BC and Notre Dame.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, historical. So, as far as Bregman goes, I would not get my briefs in a bunch about losing him. I mean, if he wants to sign for an extension for 40, that's fine, but I'm not going to get in a bidding war for this guy. He disappeared second half of the season for the most part. And he's getting up there in age, and we got Marcel Amaya. And, you know, if he wants to stay, fine. If he doesn't, sayonara.
Yeah, thank you. He said it best there. Sayonara.
I've lost my mojo.
Where was the energy on that call? It's 5 in the afternoon. Yeah, Bregman, I think, is a high price ticket item. That here's what's kind of crazy, and this might be a mini slap in the face, but I could see Boris pulling this off. That what is offered for the Red Sox isn't enough money, but to go to, let's just say, the Yankees or the Dodgers, he's willing to take less money or less years. So you'd be like, okay, so why did he take less money to go to you need the answer to that? There's not as much responsibility, you know. Because if Bregman, like, again, people are absolutely right. What Bregman was sold to be wasn't necessarily what you got. You had a guy that didn't get hot in those months that you expect him to. A really, really big slump late August into mini September, picked up a little bit towards the end, like the last week of the season. But again, can you put it all on Bregman? I would say no. Some of it would have to be like, okay, you were still always trying to figure out like what was going on with down the starting rotation. Bregman was there. I think the biggest issue that I'm going to have out of the Bregman story, how if it ends where he's not here, was not a bad business move, but he was asking, the reports were, that he was ready to talk an extension before he had come back from the injury. And at the time, I was like, Breslau, I was like, I wouldn't even ask him what today is, if it meant that it was going to be bringing up, let's talk about an extension. How am I going to offer you an extension and you haven't even played 100 games this year? Like, I haven't seen what I need to see. And what if I give you all this money and suddenly be like, oh, boss, I'm tired. Oh, boss, my feet hurt. Oh, gosh. What would be the conversation then? Now, what Bregman's number will be, I think it says if it's too high, hello, Marcelo Mayer, you're the new third baseman. But I joked about this last year when Bregman took the kind of like, I can re-sign, I can opt out every year deal for 3 years or something like that. I said, what if Bregman decides not to stay and you've gotten rid of Rafael Devers? Where does that leave you? Like, if you're saying Mayer goes to third, so we're committed to Trevor Story to the end? When you're thinking, hey, if Trevor Story had this season last season, Trevor Story wouldn't have been here, right? That's what they're waiting for, is like, how can we go ahead and make that move so there's some value there? Yoshida, I think probably the value only starts to show up as other guys start to sign these different contracts. Somebody's going to get overpaid, and it is going to allow Yoshida's contract to look good. But still, there's still not enough film to say, hey, Team B, we're offering something that could be of value to you. What we have is young and more valuable long-term, but this contract here with Yoshida is not what we have yet, and Yoshida can't field. I mean, you could put him out there, and maybe it changes with the scenery. Playing the wall is something different. It's a special talent you have to have. Even you've seen Duran, I think, struggle with left. But then again, we also saw him struggle with a regular outfield that wasn't 310 feet away. So, yeah, Bregman, me, KJ, would not lose sleep if he was gone. I wouldn't lose any sleep. And that's because injury showed up. There's a part of me that kind of is like, that pill doesn't taste so good when you're asking, when you may be talking about an extension and you haven't come back yet. You know that I've never worked a construction job, but I've had friends that have done it. That's like saying, okay, I need you to pay me for the total job done before the job is done. You ever see that around here? I'm kidding. But God, that grass over the expressway show is pretty. I love that Kennedy grass. Yeah. It would be one of those situations where you're like, are we kind of doing a little big dig here with Bregman? Like, we're going to constantly see the breakdown in all these years? It's almost why I think that maybe even Detroit doesn't even get into the conversation. Be like, we'll kick the tires, but it can't be for the amount that he wants. Yankees, Dodgers, man, that's just, for them, it's just a tax write-off. You know, and to see him, and that's the other part. If he goes to the Yankees, the secret to Bregman is a killer with short porches through left field. Houston was just nothing. Houston is pretty much like a pop fly as a home run to left. Fenway, you get it 312 feet up in the air, at least 70 feet, it's gone. So that's the other part. Like, if I'm Detroit, I'm thinking, do you know how all those balls that he's hit to left field over these last couple of years would just be deep flyouts to that deep part in Detroit? That part is made for pitching all day. And if you've got Bregman there, yeah, the defense I still think is going to be there. No question about that. But do you pay that much for defense? I'm not sure. All right, before I get into the Celtics starting their season on Wednesday with the 76ers coming to town and a front court that they could just run out. Let me get to the charity pickup game and how some people think that Joe Mazzulla might have been a bit of a bully in what he was doing in terms to the press. Bullying, too strong of a word, right? Because clearly the people who are on the court with you don't qualify to even be on the court with you. The other side of that is maybe a little bit of, I can't say the word on the air. I mean, I could, but it would have to get dumped and ultimately you wouldn't hear it. But he went with the sphincter light beer. I just put it that way. Figured out on the reporters. He did. Because he knows and he's heard how he's been questioned about some of his decision making. And even some of the conversation going into this season where it's kind of like, is Jaylen Brown hinting that we need a new drug when it comes to how we play offense? Because this shooting a three stuff ain't going to work when the best 3-point shooter and rebounder ain't here. These are the things that we just have to discuss. I hope Mazzulla understands that. But I also hope the media understands that in these type of games, this is where you have to get clever. Who cares being next to those guys? You report, so when you're in that game, you're just happy to be on the game in the court. Watch this, Thomas. Tell me if you think this is a great idea here. Next year, the members of the media should seek out ringers and give them their media pass for the day under your name. Sacrifice a few to gain some damn respect. So if you think like, hey, we got to work harder to get to 10 points. Nah, what they're going to do is say, hey, we're going to play, instead of playing a 3-4 minute quarter, 4 3-minute quarters, nah, let's just go ahead and make it a 20-minute game and run y'all asses to 100. No. Here's some names, and the media should call the team fake news. You like that, Thomas?
Well, they should go on. They should have gotten Scal, Eddie House. You get some ringers right there in the media.
No. This is how you do it, because who these guys went up against, you have to think in the mindset of who are these guys that were around these guys when they were players and sunned them so bad that that's why they're playing up against media players now. Does that make sense? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So first person I would go get is Malcolm Brogdon. Fresh into retirement, and damn sure enough has a score to settle with the organization, right? This guy's got the freshest legs. He's got the cleanest jump shot. This guy can still physically run it up and down the court. Keep in mind, he just retired. Malcolm Brogdon. Two, you get IT Isaiah Thomas. You need scoring. Plus, Isaiah Thomas is probably shorter than at least 20%, 30% of the people in the media, right? Isaiah Thomas, what, 6'2", 6'3"? You got people, I know Kyrie Thompson is at least that tall. So why not just switch that out? Be like, I say, get Avery Bradley for some defense. It's going to reduce some of that coach scoring. Jared Sellinger, if he's not playing over in China, he's still active. That's so long ago. Tyler Zeller is probably the big man I go get, and I'm sure he will run into or has run into Belichick at UNC. And one more, and you probably like, KJ, who is this person? You go get Joe Alexander. You're like, KJ, who the hell is Joe Alexander? He was a teammate of Missoula's at West Virginia. Maybe you remind Joe the tormenting that Joe put on practice for the rest of his team because he was the star and put him up right up there against Missoula. Take Missoula back to those freshman and sophomore years of college when I'm just trying to get more time on the court and this dude's doing all the damn scoring. This is how you get into the psyche of those coaches for that day. Brogdon, Thomas, Avery Bradley, Jared Sellinger, Tyler Zeller, Joe Alexander. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can give up 5 media passes. I text Terp, how did it go? Oh, man, not good at all. Dozal was on, what's she on, ESPN? Like, it's become one of those things. Like, have some pride, media. Do the right thing, hire a fake news basketball team to go up against the coaches, and then step out there and report on it. And be like, oh, well, you got ringers. Hey, fake news, bro. Fake news. Supposed to win this. So that's why you can't get like Scal and those guys, because that's too obvious. Though I see what you're saying, Thomas. It's the media and stuff like that. Yeah, no. All right, to the Celtics, the real Celtics. Media, you're just glad you're part of the story. But I think there was a part of Missoula who kind of like, you know, did get a little petty tender grass with it, you know. Just run your full court press. Come on, bro. Full court press, really? Just let them take the shot. They'll be lucky to hit the rim. Except for maybe if there was a girl who played like some extensive high school basketball and loves this industry of sports so much that they got into reporting. That's the person who's probably the best basketball player in the media. The rest of these guys, most of them just had opinions. Celtics, I'm just going to tell you right now. Like, you heard KJ Domus laugh, but say, play-in tournament for the Celtics. Listen to this starting lineup so far. Derek White, Anthony Simons, Jaylen Brown, who's questionable. Sam Hauser at the 4, and Nemus Quetta at the 5. Who are they beating? Sam Hauser at the 4? Maybe there's something I've missed. Maybe there was kind of a program that he got on that he bulked up and put some inches on and suddenly is a rebound snatcher. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, and this one's bad. You know who the third? Thomas, just take a guess. Who is the third string listed as the third string center for the Celtics on this depth chart?
Is it Tillman or Boucher? It's one of those two.
Boucher is 2. Garza is 3. Tillman is 4. It's so bad that Boucher is actually listed as the second string power forward. Oh, gosh. Look, I don't want Jason Tatum's recovery to be rushed at all. However, maybe when the spending of the $6 billion and the finality of the sale, maybe the money should have been put aside. Maybe we put away $6.05 billion, right? To go get some more people on a damn roster. I know you're trying to get under the apron, above the apron, but why are the Celtics suddenly this team an under an apron team when you just won the NBA final 2 years ago? And while you would have lost that Knicks series, you just got too far behind the eight ball and Tatum going down. You'd almost say, you can't get, I'm not saying superstar, you can't get one serviceable person to be in the front court at the four or five just to snatch rebounds and to, do you think Joel Embiid is going to have any problems with Kata, Boucher, or Luke Garza, or Tillman? Do you think it's a rough opening night for the 76ers and Joel Embiid at the Garden? You know, I forgot who was here on the station. It might have been Jonesy Keith that were like, okay, which team is most likely to win an NBA championship? And they had the Celtics near the top. I was like, bro, somebody needs to drug test the both of you. Kiefer Madness? Now, there's some other madness going on that show. The Celtics are the closest to winning another championship? With Luke Garza as your third string center? Or Sam Hauser as your starting power forward? We'll wrap the show next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah. Let that rock, Thomas. Let that rock. We only got a few more minutes left here on the KJ Show. WEEI. If you missed any of the show, I understand. Hear my mouth talk for 2 hours? Oh, jeez. No kidding. The Odyssey app is free. Just type in WEEI, and you can play it chapter by chapter and just hear the gibberish that went on for the last 2 hours. BC. You know what? It might have actually picked up where the BC post game, because this show, I got on the air before 4 o'clock, so it may just show up as 4 to 6, but I did get into the conversation saying that BC's not going to win another game the rest of this year. I mean, when Notre Dame comes to play at Chestnut Hill, it's going to look like Hamburger Hill. In fact, it may play out as what you saw in some of the early books of Romans in your New Testament, as they took him to the top of the hill of Galilee and saw that his brethren in Indiana was going to sacrifice him on live television. I'm kidding. That's not right. The Odyssey app is free. Just type in WEEI. Brings you right here. All right. I haven't teased it. It's my own feature. It talks about stuff that's going on across social media. It's called...
Yo, doodle, man, what you got for me
now?
Oh, shit-talking.
Sucks.
Oh, shit-talking.
What'd you say? Yeah.
What the hell did you just say?
I'm fair to everybody who gets it, and Nick Costas of BetMGM, part of our brand here at Odyssey, was on the Greg Hill Show talking about Drake May.
I feel like I could not have been more right about Drake May. Like, already be a top five quarterback in the NFL. He's obviously unbelievable. Where if you like New England, I don't think it's crazy that Drake May could win MVP with the schedule being what it is.
Trash!
Come on, let's just be happy that the Patriots are in a moving direction. MVP, no. You think Josh Allen's going to fall apart? You see what Mahomes is doing with this little comeback tour he's doing? No, there's just too many people. Let's not, like, come on. I don't want to be anti-hyperbole. I'm just kind of anti-makes no sense. Ish take.
Trash!
Sorry, Nick, and it's probably cost me working some more on bet. MGM, but yeah,
trash.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we get paid by the same people, but I call it as I see it. No. Then, of course, this is based on Pablo Torre getting secret audio on Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick during a meeting, during the show taping of Coach.
We could use Adobe Photoshop, and honestly, this is, you know, something I've done before with, you know, what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop, you know, and we have last week's thing, and then you literally just go back and say, oh, rather than Joe Montana, yeah, you just go click, 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 click on the delete button, and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this, and you just upload it. Take a screenshot of that screen, and then just upload it. And it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his, you know, entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero, you know, real graphic experience.
So for Pablo Torre,
trash.
For Jordan Hudson,
that boy is good.
Good and terrible.
She wasn't discussing how he could better describe X's and O's, or maybe you should be talking about what Jacksonville is doing. She is doing what I've said she's always been doing all along. After Belichick got burned by his old boss in the media, he said, you know what? I need someone to watch my back. So why people may take that and go one way with it or another way with it, I'm not hearing her discuss what needs to be done with football. And come on, how old is Belichick? 72? Do you really think he knows how to run chroma key and still store part of television operations? I mean, that's technical terms on the behind-the-scenes stuff. So, yeah, I'm not mad at Jordan Hudson at all for that, right? As much as last week I said he needs to get rid of the girl, but the lady just proved why she's in his life. When it comes to these type of things and knowing that Bill likes to have control over stuff as simple as the graphics, he needs help. I mean, damn. My mom is always doing stuff on the phone. She's like, how come I can't get it to work? It's like, because when you press those little links on your phone, that's how you suddenly get the phones blinking 5-10 times at night because you've been hacked. Bill doesn't need to be in that situation. So thank you so much for spending any time that you've been here. Tough week for me, the passing of D'Angelo. It was the first stripe I ever earned in this industry. They didn't know what to do with him. Me, another college student, and another buddy of ours just went rogue on the EMI radio record label and just said, hey, here's why we're going to promote this guy. They don't know. The rest is history. So, hey, man, people are going by at a very young age. Tell them you love them before they're gone. Have a great weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.